Rivers of living water. This morning you've heard lots about rivers and a river of pleasure. On this Mother's Day, I'd like to just encourage you to join in reflecting upon a passage that brings to light how we should please God. And to just reassure you, this will be brief, and so listen quickly, not because we're trying to abbreviate it, but because we want you to capture the moment of a most memorable moment in motherhood. It's the story and illustration of Hannah. What a great example of a mother whose heart cried out to God for a child, and God saw fit to answer that. You know, that prayer answered seemed like such an amazing provision from God, but Hannah saw it as an opportunity to please God by how she responded to that. I'd invite you, if you have your Bibles and wish to turn to it, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Chapter 2 give this illustration for us. And I'm just going to focus on one verse and ask mothers especially to reflect with me for a moment on three illustrations of a way that a mother can please God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, or chapter 1, pardon me, in verse 28 says this. In response to God's provision of a child after she prayed so fervently, Hannah says this, verse 27, "For this child I prayed, the Lord hath given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. The illustration is probably familiar to most of you, but after this baby was born, while still a young child, don't know exactly the age, but was small enough to be cared for very tenderly by a mother before releasing him to the temple to be used of God there. And we find as she does that transition of giving, by the way, she had no promise of any future children. The episode tells us, as we read on in the book of 1 Samuel, that God blessed that gift of hers to the temple with additional children. But remember, at the time she says this, she didn't have any promise of any other babies. And with that in mind, we find these three illustrations of how she pleased God as a mother. First, she pleased God by making a loan for the Lord. A loan. I don't know if you've ever talked and thought about going into business with God. A moment ago, Rose mentioned in the fact that children are a heritage from the Lord. God invests children in our homes for us to return the yield on that investment to Him. That's what that's about. A heritage from the Lord, an investment from God that we're supposed to then, as it were, multiply the yield on that investment as we nurture them for Him. This passage says that Hannah, when this child was still just maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, not much more than that, she says, "I'm giving this baby boy that I've yearned for all my life, I'm lending him to God." Have you ever thought of your children being a gift that you want to loan to God for Him to use? Mothers, that's a way you can please God. Make a loan with Him. Your children, what constitutes your privilege of the title of mother, is a baby. And that baby is from God in order to give it back to Him. A loan for the Lord is one illustration of pleasing God. But not only a loan for the Lord, but there's also a life for the Lord. Would you look at verse 28? "Therefore also I've lent him," this loan, "to the Lord, as long as he liveth." This was not some short-term loan. This was not some quick payoff for God's kindness in answering her prayer. This was a lifelong gift to God. A life for the Lord. I'm sure there are mothers in this room who could say this personally, but you know, there's no greater joy than to know that your family pleases God if you're a godly mother. Nothing. In fact, I'm sure, and I don't mean this with any personal reference, while I've had contact with numbers of these families here this morning through the years, my privilege, have none in mind when I say this, but I'm sure there are mothers in this room who would love to somehow reclaim a child that's wayward and give them to God. Can I tell you, mothers, you can please God today by not only making a loan for the Lord, but also giving a life for the Lord. That's a second illustration of how Hannah was a person who pleased God. But then there's a third thought in this verse. Not only a loan for the Lord and a life for the Lord, it's also a love for the Lord. A love for the Lord. Look at the last phrase of verse 28. And he, that's little Samuel, worshiped the Lord there. Now I'm here to tell you, it's impossible to worship without loving. If you worship some object, you adore it that much, you love it a lot. Whether it's a car or an activity, you know what? When you worship God, it's impossible to truly, biblically worship Him without loving Him. And it says Samuel worshiped the Lord. Hannah, as a mother, had somehow nurtured in this little life a sense of awareness that said as she dropped him off at the temple and left him, only saw him once a year to the best of the Bible's record, and as she left him, this child's security was so established by the way that she had been nurturing him that he was aware that he was loaned to God as a life forever to God, and he loved God. This morning on this Mother's Day, I would invite you to examine your challenge as a mother and say, is it my ambition to loan my children to God for their entire life to God because they love God? Now, lots of us in this room are not mothers, and may I just say that advice for mothers is good for all of us. Our life is a gift from God. I should give my life to God. My giving to God is not a loss, it's a gain. And out of an ambition of a heart that loves Him, that very first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. That ambition should drive us on this Mother's Day to be Hannahs in our generation. Amen. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all of your personal effort to try and do something for God is described in the Bible as worthless. All of our righteousnesses, all of our efforts at goodness are worthless. But I can tell you today, if you'll place your trust in the Jesus who died on the cross for you and shed His blood, not as a martyr or not as a hero, but as a substitute, paying for my sin, which I should have paid for, paying for your sin, which you should have paid for, why? So that I could have eternal life. And this morning, the greatest thing you could do on this Mother's Day is place your trust in Jesus Christ and receive Him as your personal Savior. What a great day this would be. I trust this morning you've been reminded of the rivers of pleasure available to us. God has provided. This reminder on Mother's Day from Hannah's life as to how we can please God gives us this wonderful comfort. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. This team comes to play this final arrangement of Hiding in Thee and Haven of Rest. I hope the words will be familiar enough to you that you can recite them in your mind as they play. But it's so wonderful to know that I have a secure place. I'm hidden in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see, because I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. Rivers of pleasure. Would you ponder the words as they play?